Welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Some of the popular hits from 1941 include Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy by the Andrew Sisters, Daddy by Sammy Kaye, and Arthur Askey with Hello to the Sun. Here's Kate Smith to perform a popular Irish song, Rose O'Day, with orchestra under the direction of Jack Miller from December.
Listen to when you moved in next door. I brought you some chocolate from the corner candy store. When it started raining, you started crying too. That was the first time I sang this song to you.
From Bobby Vinton, born Stanley Robert Vinton from Canisburg, Pennsylvania, with his number 12 hit Rain, Rain, Go Away, his follow-up to Roses Are Red, My Love from September 1962, and first up a group from San Diego, South California, the Cascades, with their one-hit wonder Rhythm of the Rain, peaking at number 3 on Billboard from January 1963. Singer, songwriter Twinkle, born Lynn Annette Ripley, begins the British pop with Terry, a number 4 hit on the UK charts from October 1964. Her follow-up single, Golden Lights, reached number 21 in February 1965. Sadly, she passed away on May 8, 2015, at age 66, followed by Lance Fortune with his pie single, Be Mine, with Kim Drake's music, also a number 4 hit from February 1960. This is Vinyl Revival.
To be out of my sight, but it's too late to I always want your kisses. Try to show you just what bliss is. Then fulfill all of your wishes. Would you be willing to be mine? If I always dreamed about you, said that I could never doubt you, couldn't ever live without you, would you say you'd be mine? Say maybe, please. Say that we can be together. Cause you believe me never. My love is yours forever. If you will just be mine.
Have a twin spin by the female vocal group from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, USA, the Cordettes, with the Don Robertson composition Born to Be With You, a number 5 hit from June 1956, followed by their forgotten cadence single In the Deep Blue Sea from August 1962. Both songs are with Archie Blyer and his orchestra.
Two and two.
Orchestra leader, arranger Billy Vaughan begins the musical interlude with a Burt Camford composition, A Swinging Safari, reaching number 13 on the Billboard charts from August 1962, followed by another American orchestra leader, composer Leroy Anderson, with his Decca classic, The Waltzing Cat, recorded in September 1950. You're tuned into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 70s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. LA International Airport singer Susan Ray begins the country pop segment with Pity Pity Patter, reaching number 6 on the country charts from August 1971, followed by the late Jim Ed Brown of the Browns with the June 1969 solo version of The Three Bells. His original recording with the Browns held the number 1 spot for 4 weeks on Billboard in August 1959.
A soul winged its way to heaven, Jimmy Brown had passed away. Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. Was farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
UK comedian singer George Formby begins the Alfinger's track with Your Liety with his ukulele and orchestra, recorded on January the 24th, 1937. His final recording was Happy Go Lucky Me, back with Banjo Boy in July 1960, before his death in March 1961 at age 57. This is Vinyl Revival.
Tell me, will we meet on a busy corner? Will you waited just for me. You can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to be. Tell me, tell me, tell me.
To the early 60s for the Canadian teen idol singer Bobby Cotola with Estelle Fi Viking single Fortune Teller, a modest number 41 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 from September 1962. His other releases include Aladdin, I Cry and Cry in late 1962, and Three Rows Over during 1963. Sadly, he died on June the 4th, 2016 in Alberta, Canada at age 73. The Everly Brothers begins the rock and roll segment covering the Ray Charles 1955 number This Little Girl of Mine, reaching number 26 on Billboard from February 1958. Their follow-up single, All I Have to Do Is Dream, became their second number one hit, holding that slot for five consecutive weeks in April. And the hits still just keep on coming.
This little girl of mine, I want you people to know. This little girl of mine, I take her everywhere I go. I looked at my suit was new. I looked at my shoes and they were too. And that's why, yeah, love that little girl of mine. This little girl of mine makes me happy when I'm sad. This little girl of mine loves me even when I'm bad. She knows how to love me right down to her teeth. If she does wrong, you know she keeps it from me. And that's why, yeah, love that little girl of mine. And that's
for our mystery track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
When you see clear skies and hearts of gold and a girl that wears a smile, don't stop to check your roadmap. Philadelphia's about a mile. When you see clear skies and hearts of gold and the girls on every street, just pull up to the sidewalk. Philadelphia's at your feet. I tell you now, my biggest moment is when I stop to see that pretty blue-eyed angel who waits right there for me. I'm gonna
heard from American baritone singer Art Lund with his choral single Philadelphia, USA, with Dick Jacobs and his orchestra from November 1958. He began his solo career in 1946, recording the song Mamzelle in 1947, a number one hit on Billboard. Sadly, he died on May 31, 1990, in Holiday, Utah, at age 75. Petula Clark rounds off the program with her smooth ballad Kiss Me Goodbye, with accompaniment directed by Tony Hatch, a number 50 hit on the UK charts from March 1968. And Petula turned 85 last November. Until 6:45 p.m. next week, this has been your host Albert Chan signing off. Good night, everyone.